The Buddha then said to Yayam Vichari Prabhadruva Prabhadruva, go to Vilichari Vimalakirti to inquire about his illness. Prabhadruva replied, Lord, I am indeed reluctant to go to that good man to inquire about his illness. Why, Lord, I remember one day when I was going out of the great city of Vaishali, I met the Chavi Vimalakirti coming, and he greeted me, and I then addressed my soldier, where do you come from? He replied, I come from the sea of enlightenment. Then inquired what is meant by the sea of enlightenment. He then spoke the following words to me, noble son, the seed of enlightenment is the seed of positive thought, because it is without artificiality. It is the seed of effort, because it releases energetic activity. It is the seed of high result, because its inside is superior. It is the seed of the great spirit of enlightenment, because it does not neglect anything. It is the seed of generosity, because it has had no expectation nor reward. It is the seed of morality, because it fulfills all commitments. It is the seed of tolerance, because it is free of anger towards any living being. It is the seed of effort, because it does not turn back. It is the seed of meditation, because it generates fitness of mind. It is the seed of wisdom, because it sees everything directly. It is the seed of love, because it is equal to all living beings. It is the seed of compassion, because it tolerates all injuries. It is the seed of joy, because it is joyfully devoted to the bliss of the divine. It is the seed of equanimity, because it abandons affections and aversion. It is the seed of paranormal perception, because it has the six super knowledges. It is the seed of liberation, because it does not intellectualize. It is the seed of liberated thought, because it develops living beings. It is the seed of the means of unification, because it brings together living beings. It is the seed of learning, because it makes practice of the essence. It is the seed of decisiveness, because of its precise discrimination. It is the seed of the edge to enlightenment, because it eliminates the duality of the compounded and the uncompounded. Seed of truth, because it does not deceive anyone. It is the seed of interdependent origination, because it proceeds from the exhaustion of ignorance to the exhaustion of old age and death. It is the seed of eradication of all afflictions, because it is perfectly enlightened about the nature of reality. It is the seed of all living beings, because all living beings are without intrinsic identity. It is the seed of all things, because it is perfectly enlightened with regard to voidness. It is the seed of the conquest of all devils, because it never flinches. It is the seed of the triple world, because it is free of involvement. It is the seed of the heroism that sounds the lion's roar, because it is free of fear and trembling. It's the seed of the strength, the fearlessness, and the special soul. Because it's the of the Buddha, because it is irreproachable. In all respects, it is the seed of the three knowledges, because in it no passions remain. It is the seed of instantaneous total understanding of all things, because it realizes fully the gnosis of omniscience. Someone bodhisattvas are thus endowed with the transcendences, the virtue, the ability to develop living beings, and the incorporation of the holy dharma, whether they lift up their feet or put them down. They all come from the seed of enlightenment. They come from the qualities of the Buddha, and stand on the qualities of the Buddha. Lord Vandamakirti had explained his teaching 500 gods, and men conceived the spirit of enlightenment. Then I became speechless, therefore, Lord, I am reluctant to